سلام عرض می کنم به همه شنوندگان رادیو یلسا آفرینش. فهیم هستم، امیدوارم که تا پایان این برنامه ما رو همراهی کنید. در این پادکست قصد داریم تا سوالات احتمالی پارت سوم کیوکارد هفته گذشته رو که مرتبط با بیزینس بود بررسی کنیم. برای دریافت پادکست های قبلی میتونید از طریق کانال رسمی خانه آیلتس آفرینش اقدام کنید. نکته حائز اهمیت در این بخش اینه که به علت عدم وجود زمان برای آماده شدن و argumentative بودن ماهیت سوالات در این بخش، باید تلاشتون بر این باشه که علاوه بر نشون دادن مهارت زبانی از دلایل مناسب استفاده کنید که امکان صحبت کردن بیشتری رو به شما بده. What kinds of jobs do young people not want to do in your country?
I think youngsters are sort of growing touchy. They'd easily be put off if the job they're supposed to apply for involves anything close to manual work. My little brother is actually a case in point. I kind of remember that there was a time that he'd do anything for a decent amount of salary. He actually did a stint as a waiter at a good burger joint in the hood. Well, to be honest, this sort of personal trait of him has unfortunately undergone an about-face. You know, he thinks stuff should be sort of handed over to him on a silver platter. Gotta tell you that this ain't just my brother who feels this way. Kind of being around others with similar attitudes has somehow rubbed off on him.
چند تا از عباراتی که در این جواب استفاده شد رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Touchy, به معنی حساس و زودرنج. His father complained that his son has become touchy lately. Stint, زمان کوتاه در یک شغل. I did a stint in the embassy before I got fired. About face, تغییر جهت 180 درجه. The government's new policy was an about face to what it said. دومین سوال رو با هم میشنویم. Who is best at advising people about choosing a job? Teachers or parents?
I guess both, maybe. You know, I have this theory that you cannot ever get enough of good advice. The more you garner experience, the better you will actually act in critical situations. Teachers are, I'd say, more sophisticated. You ever need to make a logical decision whether to choose a job or not, you can make sure the teacher's ideas are definitely going to make more sense than others. You know why? Because they're supposed to be a beacon showing us the right way. On the other hand, parents feel for the children, and they're more emotionally supportive. This happens actually when they find their children on the horns of a dilemma.
چند تا از عبارات کاربردی این جواب رو با هم بررسی میکنیم. To feel for someone. حس دلسوزی داشتن. Her husband really feels for her. The horns of a dilemma. بین دو تصمیم ماندن. Everybody was expecting me to make a decision fast. I was on the horns of a dilemma. To put it in a nutshell. به طور خلاصه. To put it in a nutshell, you're not going to succeed this way. We'll be right back. سوال سوم رو با هم میشنویم. Is money the most important thing when choosing a job?
I believe that money is one of the important things to be taken into account before deciding whether to go for a job or think better of it. The dough is worth nothing if it means sacrificing your face time with your family. I mean, most people are willing to have 9-to-5 jobs, but going beyond that, something that requires you to work shifts back to back, would definitely drive anyone insane after a while. We human beings are hardwired to be greedy. It doesn't make any difference how much you make a year. You'd always be hustling for more and more. We kind of have to learn how to curb our insatiable desires, like our hunger for money.
میریم که تعدادی از عبارات این جواب رو هم با هم بررسی کنیم. Dough, یک واژه سلنگ و اینفورمال به معنای پول. You need to make some dough, serious dough. Back to back, پشت سر هم. Working for 12 hours back to back. Hustle, سخت کار کردن. He's hustling all day long to provide for his family. امیدوارم که این برنامه برای دوستان شنونده و همراه مفید واقع شده باشه. تا برنامه بعد، خدا نگهدار.